Last week, Aaron Schmidt's high school students were unpacking the school's newest high-tech tool. It's a 3D printer for the school's STEM classroom where kids learn science, technology, engineering, and math. Here's Schmidt.
We've never had a tool like this here in our school, and to be able to put that, it's still in the box in front of students and say, go for it, figure it out, was pretty exciting. And we plan to incorporate this into everything from advanced robotics to simply fun.
Along with Eric Wortman, Schmidt co-teaches the STEM class at Skagway. Both are in their second year of co-teaching the class. A new focus this year for Skagway's STEM class is tapping into technology owned by other Southeast schools and working together on high-tech projects.
Wrangell has a laser cutter, which we don't have yet, so Drew Larrabee, the shop teacher there, was saying, well, man, if you guys need something laser cut, we could cut it for you. And it's kind of exciting, the notion of creating a whole relationship between schools.
Skagway's STEM curriculum aims to stay open to innovation and celebrate discovery among students.
We have a lot of ideas, but we really do want to leave space for creative energy and see where these young people want to take these skills and these tools.
The school district superintendent, Dr. Josh Coffrin, says so far everything has gotten off to a great start.
I really feel a real vibe of positivity this year, and so it's just been great having the kids and the teachers back.
The school year began with approximately 108 kindergarten through 12th grade students, says Coffrin, the most enrolled since the 2004-2005 school year. The school has 11 full-time teachers. Coffrin says the municipality of Skagway financially supports the school well, and he doesn't have any serious budgetary concerns this year. The only cuts impacted the school lunch program.
One of the things that concerned us this year was the legislature's refusal to reappropriate the funds associated with the NAFS grant, and that was the grant that allowed 100% reimbursement to school districts for any food that was caught or harvested in Alaska.
The grant allowed the Skagway School to spend $20,000 last year on locally caught halibut, salmon, crab, and produce for school lunches. As for capital projects, Coffrin says there will soon be new sidewalks out front. The school worked with the Skagway Traditional Council on the design. Too many skin knees and other minor injuries prompted a new surface for the school's playground. Workers have begun tearing out the blacktop and replacing it with sod. A new multimedia and industrial design class is just one of the new offerings in the high school, says Coffrin. He's trying to resurrect the former glory of the school's DDF program, that's drama, debate, and forensics. Forensics in this case refers to the evidence used for a particular argument during debate. In the past, Skagway DDF students have won some state championships. So this year, the high school students can earn an English credit by taking speech and debate, instead of it only being an extracurricular choice that conflicted with after-school sports.
By virtue of moving that into the school day and students being able to work on pieces as far as oration or debates, anything like that, they have a chance to work on that during the school day and then compete when the DDF season starts while simultaneously being involved in cross country or volleyball or basketball.
A new face in the Skagway faculty lounge this year is Michaela Stidham. She wears four different hats at the school. She's the preschool teacher, the college and career counselor, and the district test coordinator. She also coordinates the distance learning opportunities for the high school students.
Yep, I'm bringing them in and pushing them out. That's kind of the idea here. So I'm working with the very youngest students here at the school and then also the ones that are ready for the next step in life.
Stidham says she's thrilled to be at Skagway School.
I could not be happier to be serving this community in this way. So it's really exciting for me.
The 2015-16 school year runs from August 20th through May 17th of next year. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Greta Mart.